Naked Came the Stranger is a 1969 novel written as a literary hoax poking fun at the American literary culture of its time. Though credited to Penelope Asch, it was in fact written by a group of 24 journalists led by Newsday columnist Mike McGrady. McGrady's intention was to write a book that was both deliberately terrible and contained a lot of descriptions of sex to illustrate the point that popular American literary culture had become mindlessly vulgar. The book fulfilled the creator's expectations and became a bestseller in 1969. They revealed the hoax later that year, further spurring the book's popularity. Hoax. Mike McGrady was convinced that popular American literary culture had become so base, with the bestseller list dominated by the likes of Harold Robbins and Jacqueline Suzanne, that even a wretchedly written, literarily vacant work could succeed if enough sex was thrown in. To test his theory, in 1966, McGrady recruited a team of Newsday colleagues, according to Andrea Schroeder, 19 men and 5 women, to collaborate on a sexually explicit novel with no literary or social value whatsoever. McGrady co-edited the project with his Newsday colleague Harvey Aronson, and among other collaborators were well-known writers including 1965 Pulitzer Prize winner Jean Golts, 1970 Pulitzer Prize winner Robert W. Greene, and journalist Marilyn Berger. The group wrote the book as a deliberately inconsistent and mediocre hodgepodge, with each chapter written by a different author. Some of the chapters had to be heavily edited because they were originally too well written. The book was submitted for publication under the pseudonym Penelope Asch, portrayed by McGrady's sister-in-law for photographs and meetings with publishers. The publisher, Lyle Stewart, was an independent publisher known for controversial books, many with sexual content. According to Stewart, he appropriated the cover photo, a kneeling nude woman with very long hair down her back, photographed from behind, from a Hungarian nudist magazine. The model and photographer later demanded and received payment. Synopsis. Jillian and William Blake are the hosts of the popular New York City breakfast radio chat show, The Billy and Jilly Show, where they play the perfect couple. When Jillian finds out that her husband is having an affair, she decides to cheat on him with a variety of men from their Long Island neighborhood. Most of the book is taken up by vignettes describing Jilly's adventures with a variety of men, from a progressive rabbi to a mobster crooner. Reception. The book fulfilled McGrady's cynical expectations, and sales of the book were brisk. As sales reached 20,000 copies, the co-authors decided to go public in August 1969. The male authors gave their confession on the David Frost Show after being introduced as Penelope Asch and walking out on stage single file as the orchestra played the song A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. The revelation of the true origins of the book prompted more sales, with the book selling approximately 90,000 copies by the 13th of October 1969. By the end of the year, the book had spent 13 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, although by that time its authorship was common knowledge. It is unclear how much of the book's success was due to its content and how much due to publicity about its unusual origin. As of May 2012, the book's publisher reported the book had sold 400,000 copies. In 1970, McGrady published Stranger Than Naked, or How to Write Dirty Books for Fun and Profit, which told the story of the hoax Naked Told the Stranger. Came the Stranger later became the basis for an adult film in 1975, directed by Radley Metzger and starring Darby Lloyd-Raines. As reported in the Washington Post, Mr. McGrady and the other writers had nothing to do with the 1975 hardcore film with the same title. They did, however, see the movie at a Times Square theater. During one vivid scene, Aronson told the Charlotte Observer, someone shouted, "Author, author!" 17 of us stood up. Further reading. Ash, Penelope, pseudonym, 1969, Naked Came the Stranger, ISBN 978-1-56980-262-5, and McGrady Mike, 1970, Stranger Than Naked, or How to Write Dirty Books for Fun. See also, I, Libertine, an earlier literary hoax. Atlanta Nights, a later literary hoax. Naked Came the Manatee, a 1996 serialized South Florida mystery thriller parody, and The Tale of Scroty McBoogerballs, a South Park episode about a literary hoax. Referenced is Margaret Fox, 15th of May, 2012. Mike McGrady, known for a literary hoax, dies at 78, New York Times, page B12. Andreas Schroeder, Cheats, Charlatans, and Chicanery, McClelland and Stewart, Toronto, 1997. Matt Schroeder, journalist, was ringleader of popular literary spoof, The Washington Post, 16th of May, 2012, via High Beam Research, subscription required. Anthony Ramirez, Lyle Stewart, publisher of Renegade Titles, dies at 83, New York Times, 26th of June, 2006. Christopher Reed, Lyle Stewart, U.S. publisher who challenged the Constitution and the boundaries of taste, The Guardian, 28th of June, 2006. The web page Mike McGrady, known for a literary hoax, dies at 78. And this figure, according to a date, came from the 20th Century American bestsellers Naked Came the Stranger page. The date in question is the 90,000 sales by the 13th of October, 1969. External links include 20th Century Bestsellers, Naked Came the Stranger, and Naked Came the Stranger at Internet Movie Database.